Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio. Original podcasts.
An iconic South Street restaurant makes a comeback after a fire that destroyed the building 3 years ago.
We actually originally opened in 1978. It was first called East Philly Cafe. My father opened it, and they changed the name in 1982 when I was born to Bridget Foyce.
And the namesake of the restaurant, she's ready to go back to work.
I will be the manager. I will be, I'll be full on back to work here, so I'm excited about that part.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadassah Kuznets with Bridget Foy at 2nd and South. We are standing in front of what is being rebuilt, the brand new Bridget Foy's, which was destroyed by a fire in 2017. So for people that aren't familiar, this place has been around as long as you have, because I understand it was named after you when you were a baby.
You got it. Yeah. We actually originally opened in 1978. It was first called East Philly Cafe. My father opened it, and they changed the name in 1982 when I was born to Bridget Foyce.
Oh.
And I've kind of grown up in the business.
So is it yours or is it your parents?
So my parents started it. We're sort of passing the torch here.
So take me back to the fire and all that was going through your mind. And it's taken 3 years.
Yeah. So we, you know, had an electrical fire 3 years ago in October. Kind of caught us all really off guard. We were really shocked. And they ended up having to completely demolish the building. And we had to rebuild. And it's just been a real struggle to get it going. But we're really excited to be back in business.
Now, the 3 years that you've been trying to get it up and running, that gave you time to do crybaby pasta.
Correct. Yep. So we had some downtime. We started another project right around the corner at 3rd and Bainbridge called Crybaby Pasta, and that's going really well. And, we're excited to get open here.
So what has it taken to get open? I know you told me before we started recording that you hope to be open by the end of the month.
Yeah, we're kind of in the home stretch here. Hopefully, it's all coming together.
So all of this was rebuilt from scratch?
Yeah, so we kind of kept the original look of the building. It being brick, and before it was composed of like three old row homes put together to make the building. So, you know, obviously old Philadelphia, you know, this was an electrical fire. So it's all new building, you know, all up to code. And yeah, it's really beautiful inside.
So it's new construction, but when you walk in, the layout is a little reminiscent of the old restaurant.
Yeah, so I think we wanted it to have that same cozy, inviting feel that it had in the past, but, you know, obviously everything is updated.
And you flipped the bar in the dining room.
We flipped the bar in the dining room. We kind of switched out our outdoor layout to get some more seating outdoors, which is great, especially now. The outdoor dining was always a big part of our business, and I think it will be continued to be so with COVID. It's got great heaters outside, so I think people will feel cozy out there.
Now, the layout to get a couple more tables into outdoor dining, was that in the works before COVID?
You know, we had always talked about, like, what if we did this? What if we did that? So a lot of the things that we had always talked about, we were able to build into the new plan.
So what can people expect at the brand new Bridget Foy's? And is it going to continue to be called Bridget Foy's?
Yes, yeah, yeah. So it'll be continue to be called Bridget Foy's. We're going to open kind of gradually. We're going to start off with dinner service and then expand to brunch, which was always a huge part of our business, the Saturday and Sunday brunch.
And is it the same food?
So similar American comfort food. We're going to have a fantastic burger, wings, mac and cheese, kind of these comfort items that we've always had. But obviously like 2.0, like the, you know, updated version of all these things.
What has been the biggest struggle to get to this point?
Well, we're never people that were used to dealing with construction projects. So that is like a learning curve for us, you know, all the permits and this kind of stuff, but we're in the home stretch of it.
Is that why it took 3 years?
Some holdups with our city, and obviously COVID hitting doesn't help the process either.
Now, what's it like? You're opening. We still have COVID.
Right.
It's still going on. You're still not full.
It's crazy that we would be open now, you know, in the winter months and not wait till the spring. But we just have so much momentum built into it, and we're really just so eager to get it going. And I feel as though the food is going to be the kind of stuff that people are really craving right now. Comfort food.
So stuff like,
you know, we're going to do prime rib, which is delicious. And stuff like I feel like you wouldn't cook at home.
Hot soup.
Hot soups, yeah. Two kinds of soups. You know, tomato bisque, which was always kind of a standby on our menu. The best burger and wings, things like that.
You going to put any pasta on the menu?
Yeah, so we're actually going to do 3 pasta dishes, all with fresh made pasta from Crybaby.
So Crybaby is like the experimental...
Our sister restaurant, which will be fun, you know, being around the corner from each other.
Now, opening during COVID, can you make it?
I think so. It's kind of we're doing a crazy thing, but I think it's going to work. I think we've got great support of neighbors and such. One of the things that was different is kind of the way that we had to go through our menu tasting process was keeping in mind that people would be doing carry out and delivery options. So really taking items, putting them in a plastic container, having them hold for 30 minutes and then tasting things and saying, does this still taste good? Does this food travel well? Does this work?
So it had to be food that would sit for 30 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, knowing the estimated time of people picking something up and getting it home to eat.
So did that change your menu development?
It did. It definitely did. Yeah, there were things that we had in mind that just didn't work, like, you know, mussels or, you know, some dishes like that that just don't really translate to go. Yeah.
So what is the best, like, to-go dish? Because that's going to be a big part of your business.
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of built into it. You know, I still feel like some of the pasta items will travel really well. All of the entrees are kind of comforting and homey.
And of course the burger.
The burger, yeah.
What about the bar? You set up a brand new bar and a new side of the restaurant.
Right, so we kind of flipped the script so that the bar can serve outside to the guests that are sitting outside. And just kind of made sense with all the layout, logistical things.
So what have your parents been doing over these past 3 years without a restaurant to run?
Yeah, they've been keeping busy, helping watch our 2 kids, you know.
You put them to work.
Put them to work, yeah.
Is it kind of strange for them? Because when they started this, you were a little kid.
Right.
Now they're watching your little kid.
I know, yeah, that's how... funny how it works, right? We all live in the neighborhood, so it's really great. We're close by. And
that's ultimate Philadelphia for you.
Yep.
Grown up here.
Generational, you know, great city. We love Philadelphia.
Describe the outside. Describe the look. How is it different from the old setup?
You know, there was a couple, you know, things that we had before. We had kind of a raised patio. This one will be ground level. We've got a beautiful flowers, which are being, I don't know if you can see, they're being planted right now as we speak from Urban Jungle. Did an awesome job kind of creating a kind of a garden feel with the flower boxes. Yeah.
Will you be expanding into the street, or is there no room for that?
You know, a streetery is definitely something we could do. We're going to open with what we've got and kind of see how it goes. We can always expand on it.
All right, so the end of November, huh?
I think so. All goes well.
What should we eat?
Come back for the best burger.
You've always been known for that.
Yeah.
And who's cooking in the kitchen?
So actually, David and Carla, who had helped us get Crybaby opened, are going to be our chef team there as well. David Gilberg and Carla Gunclaves.
And so what's your role going to be here?
I will be the manager. I will be I'll be full on back to work here. So I'm excited about that part. Back to kind of serving, you know, guests and doing the stuff we know how to do. Less construction oversight.
Were you the construction manager too?
You know, my husband, Paul, really has been doing a phenomenal job with that.
All right, Bridget Foy's here at 2nd and South. What's the actual address here?
We're 200 South Street, right on the corner of 2nd and South.
200 South Street. Bridget Foy's opens at the end of November. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. So excited.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.